Hey family, how are you tonight? I love you. Jesus loves you. I just want to share a little bit of my faith. And actually, I don't want to share a story. What I want to share is what I comprehend as faith. First, we've got to know that faith is the thing that moves God. A lot of people will think that faith is when someone, a Christian, will say something over and over again, just keep saying something, and they'll get it eventually. No, that's not faith. That's called confession. And what the word says is hold fast to your confession of faith. Now, obviously, that's not faith, or it wouldn't be confession of faith. So we want to move God. Confession's not faith. It's just something for us to hold fast to, but until faith manifests. And it says faith moves God, so obviously faith is not the move of God. So what is faith to me? To me, faith is the moment when I know that God has given me something. Not convince myself in my mind, but through a communicative relationship with Him, whenever He's in the room. And I don't know if you know what that means, but what I'm telling you is when He's in the room. And others may not say that's possible, but I would thoroughly disagree. The human eye only sees about what? I'm not sure. It's less than 5% of the actual light that is produced in this universe, on this planet, in where we live. So it's not like we can't conceive that there's not something there. We just can't see it. And I can guarantee Jesus, he's so bright. It's mind-boggling. When you step out of your body and you do see him, you'll understand. But faith is in a relationship conversation between me and someone who listens to me, someone that I listen to. Whenever I hear them say, "I'll take care of that for you." Or say something along those lines. Even I've done it. Boy, I love to hear God say, "I've done it." Boy, if I'm in pain or my knee hurts or my back hurts, as soon as I hear, "I've done that already," I start moving and checking it out. Now that to me is my expression, my confidence in my Father, is that I'm willing to confess what I believe he's told me. I'm going to tell you about the present that he's going to give me. And in my mind, it's already been given to me because his promise is his action. And I take him at his promise, just like my son does me. So, faith to me is me being willing to hop on a foot, even though I know that everything in my mind and logic, anybody around me says, "Oop, that broke." I hop on it. Why? Because I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm not confessing something, hoping, because the pain is there. It exists. What I'm doing is telling my pain what I know. Because pain is subject to the relationship that I have with God. And I've had a broken bone healed by Jesus, by his power and his word. So I know it's possible. I'm not saying something that I don't know. But is that faith to you? Because if you believe that faith moves God, and you say you have faith, then you should be seeing God move. Unless I'm crazy. But just saying, thinking, just thinking. Remember, I love you, family. The easiest thing you can do with God, the easiest thing you will ever do with God, is talk to Him. But remember, people talk to each other all the time and they forget to do the next part. It's more important that you take time to see if He's talking to you and to hear what He's saying. So many times you can say something to someone that is 3 feet away from you, and you will never once see them respond in any way other than, "Yeah, yeah, And you know you could say some crazy stuff, And it takes something to jar them, for they say, what? Because people have a tendency to want to be heard, but not be willing to listen. Well, God wants to listen. But in order for you to know where He stands in your relationship, you need to listen. So, the easiest thing you could ever do, talk to God. And take some time to see if He's talking to you. And when He does, listen to Him. And just like a child, believe what He says. If He says it, He'll do it. I'm just saying. All right, I want to pray for you guys. I believe that prayer is the power of God coming out of our lips. I believe it is the communication phone between us and heaven. I believe prayer is the opportunity to breathe the fire on the pits of hell to completely shift and shape the spirit realm. So I really want to pray for you. Father, I thank you. I thank you first of all for the blood of Jesus. It is a very high price that was paid just so I can come to you in this moment. Lord, I thank you for understanding of your scriptures, for wisdom and revelation of who you are, and the love that you have for us. God, it's the most emotional, blowing thing that you've ever shown me. Is the concept of how much you love me. And I can never, ever underestimate your love because of that. You love each and every person on this planet. We were all a thought in your mind before we were ever even a manifestation in the natural. You were the first one to ever have a thought that we become the picture of. And I thank you, Father, for my family, because I believe that you painted a beautiful picture into each and every person that can hear me. I believe that you made them fearfully and with wisdom. I believe that there is not one person that can hear me that genuinely lacks common sense. All I believe is that they need more of you so they can see genuine common sense. So, Father, I ask that you would give people a single-minded heart, and that you would unite their mind to your spirit, and that you would allow their hearts to speak out of their mouth the things that you put in there. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command any demonic imaging, any demonic thoughts that have been going into the hearts of my family, that has been stewing and planting seeds there, I command angels to go and uproot those thoughts, uproot those images, pluck it out by the root, so that the seed of God that is planted in their heart, the word of heaven, can grow without being affected. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to go through the destructive moments just to clean the soil of our heart. In fact, angels can go in and uproot every demonic plant of the enemy. Only angels can do that, God, besides your hand. So I'm asking you, Father, send a legion of mighty soldier angels, gardeners in the natural, warriors in the spirit, and uproot every seed in the garden of my family's heart that has been planted there by the enemy. I ask why you're there, God. Send them with fertilizer from heaven so that they would nourish and build up the soil that is my family, so that they would better produce good seed for you, Father. Right now, Father, I thank you that the name of Jesus is present and available for anyone in my family that has never confessed that name. And I ask that you would spring up in them, God. Show them the reality of who you are, so that they would know the power, the unique closeness, the treasure, and the genuine relationship that comes with the confession of the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that when the name of Jesus comes out of their mouth, that you are going to move upon them with such pleasure, such joy, that they will know the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That right now, Father, you are so pleased with them and their faith that you are moving upon them with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And I ask for more fire, God, more of the fire of heaven now in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're a God that doesn't wait. You move faster than we can speak. You see the thoughts of our hearts. You know the ways of our mind. And you give us a new mind if we'll come to you. So, Father, I thank you for my family coming to you. And I thank you for letting me open the door for that opportunity. Now, I love you, family. And someone gave me this phrase, and I love it. Get your blessing and you'll be a blessing. A lot of us don't know how to get our blessing. It's so simple. Yet we act like we either don't have ears to hear or eyes to see. And truthfully, what that means is we act like we don't have time. Or we act like we don't understand. Yeah, you do. Talk to God out loud, out of your mouth, just like you would your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, whoever raised you. And then listen to him. Don't be so hard-headed. And you will be a blessing. I mean, just change that one thing. Quit being hard-headed. And you'll be a blessing to the world around you. There's enough sour in the world. Don't add to that patch, family. I love you. Be blessed.